Michael Asuncion.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Skyline College.
How do you enjoy this specific school?
In a lot of ways, I like it. Well, for one thing, the campus is, though it's small, some people might complain about that. I find that to be a good thing, since it's generally, it's not hard to get from point A to B. If you need to get across campus, you just need to walk at a decent pace, and actually, all my classes are really close together this semester, so that's really helpful. And it's pretty relaxed, you know, the commuter mentality makes it seem like it's a little bit disconnected as far as, like, the students go, but, you know, I'm enjoying it so far. No complaints, really.
That's always good to hear. Was that your first choice as a school, or no? Where did you want to go when you got fresh out of high school, when you were fresh out of high school?
I've told that story to tons of people in the last couple of years, but I guess there's no harm in telling it again. Well, when I was a senior, I wasn't exactly sure where I was going to wanted to end up for college, you know. I remember it was October, and we were having application workshops with our counselor. I just applied to, I believe, 4 CSUs. It was San Jose State, San Francisco State, San Diego State, and Cal Poly Pomona, and UC Davis, I believe I was in the process of. And then that following night, we had a financial aid workshop. And my dad offered to take me home personally that night, because he said he had to talk to me. Because when I was doing my applications that afternoon, I tried to call both my parents in order to see what my social security number was, and they both kind of sidestepped it, like, oh, we'll take care of that later, or something along those lines. And, we were about 2 minutes away from my house when my dad told me, he's like, okay, here's the deal. The reason that you don't know your social security number is because you don't have one. So, naturally, it's because at that time I was not a legal resident of the United States. Essentially, I was an illegal immigrant, alien, whatever you want to put it. So without a social security number, I couldn't apply for financial aid, and, well, my family, we weren't in the best financial state as it was, so that seriously hampered my chances of getting money for school, and just, you know, the possibilities of me being able to attend a university seemed really out of reach at the time. And I was really mad for a while, I'll be honest. I felt like all my hard work through high school had gone to waste, you know, and I'd spent the longest time just bad-mouthing the very notion of going to community college, you know. Like, I just, off the bat, I thought it was for, like, townies and just lazy people, what have you. So I wasn't too keen on going to community college. Like, at first I was, then I had to decide whether to go to, say, like, CSM, City College of San Francisco, or, you know, here at Skyline. And then I realized Skyline would probably be the best option for me. It was the closest one and everything. And, you know, I had to come to terms not only with that, but then with my illegal status as well. But, you know, I accept it after, you know, talking to a lot of the staff members at my high school about it. My teachers I was close to, and my academic counselor. I remember she told me, Miss Collins, she's a really nice woman. I remember her telling me, she pulled me into her office one day and she said, look, Michael, I know that it seems like things have really slowed down for you for a while, or this isn't exactly where you wanted to be, but you just gotta remember it's just a speed bump, and you just gotta overcome it, and before you know it, you'll be flying down the highway at 80 miles an hour. And I guess that helped me just take it more, I guess, in a humble light, to make the best of the situation. So I went into, so that's how, basically the story of how I wound up at Skyline. And, you know, it took a little, didn't take me too long to figure out how the whole school worked and everything and where everything was. You know, I still had some friends from, you know, previous high school experiences and everything like that that were on the campus, and it gave me some people to talk to. And I guess the hardest thing was just, you know, talking to people in class. Everyone, for the most part, I think, unless it's you're sort of forced into like a group setting for a project or an assignment or a lab, I feel like people at Skyline tend to keep to themselves for the most part. Everyone just kind of goes to class, goes through the motions, and then leaves. That's the way that I've seen it. But, you know, through time, I've, you know, grown to like it. It's, you know, an education's an education, and really it's what you make of it is what ends up counting the most. And, oh, sorry, just to follow up on my status, what happened was my dad ended up getting married again, and his new wife is a U.S. citizen. There, so that actually got me protected status because they got married just before I turned 17, while I was still a minor. And then, you know, after about a year of paperwork and follow-up stuff and, you know, legal stuff, I had my interview to become a legal resident of the United States, and I actually got my green card in December of 2010. So, and obviously I now have a social security number, and that's allowed me to get a driver's license, allowed me to get a job, allowed me to apply for financial aid. So my situation has definitely improved. So even if things didn't really go the most ideal, easy way, I'm still happy at where I'm at.
It sounds like a really crazy story, but I'm really glad you got through it.
Thanks.
Whew. I don't know how to follow up with a question to that.
I'm sorry, it just went on. It's a really long story.
Yeah, but, definitely. Know. Well, I guess going on with this interview, I'd like to know, what was your first choice for a college?
I guess I really wasn't sure at the time, so that's why I ended up applying to so many schools, just to have a good sample to go to. And my uncertainty was really only coupled with the fact that I hadn't really had a strict major that I'd been decided on. And, you know, when I got the news about my citizenship or lack thereof, I kind of just sort of gave up on myself in that respect. I didn't really care anymore what happened because I knew it was a lost cause. But my parents and my counselor, or my school counselor, told me to just go ahead and apply anyway. And I ended up getting into those four CSUs that I mentioned. But I don't know what happened with Davis. Like, I guess I wasn't checking my email correctly or something. Yeah, I wasn't nearly as organized then as I am now. So,
if you got into all four of those schools, and let's say you got into Davis, which one would you have chosen?
Well, at the time, I wanted to be a journalism major. And I guess I would have gone with either San Jose or SF State with SF State, I mean, I know they have a good journalism program, especially as evidenced by the fact that it's ridiculously impacted. And, you know, that's a good hub. I mean, it's San Francisco. It's a good hub for news, yeah, obviously.
Definitely.
And so San Jose, I guess, would be too as well. I mean, I'm sure there'd be a lot of news, say, kind of on the business side of things, you know, that's right in the heart of Silicon Valley, and things like Google and Facebook are really close to San Jose. And Apple, of course, too. So I probably would have gotten more onto that side of things, like technological business, etc. So maybe it would have been one of those two.
That sounds like a good path, too.
Mm. Well, the thing was, I always kind of... I guess the reason that I was toying around with the idea of journalism was that throughout my, I guess, academic history, academic life, however you want to put it, writing was always one of my strong suits. Like, I always did really well with writing essays, and English was always my strongest and probably favorite subject. And people always told me, like, hey, like, I picture you, like, writing for Rolling Stone or something when you get older. And, you know, we had this little school newsletter that we put out my last 2 years of high school, and You know, I joined that staff and I became sort of the entertainment writer. Like, I wrote TV, movie, music reviews, etc. So I always kind of enjoyed that. And I feel like my voice when I'm writing is very natural. Like, I don't feel like I have to force it very much. But I guess as I was in Skyline, well, when I started at Skyline, I was undeclared for the longest time. And it hit me that journalism, I guess the idea of it was the thing that was really appealing to me. It wasn't really something that I'd want to pursue. So.
Why is that?
I'm not sure, really. I guess, you know, maybe, I guess it's more of a, I guess writing is more of a skill that I am very thankful to have and to be able to use well, but I think that my calling or what have you is elsewhere other than, you know, making a living or just, you know, writing things for the rest of my life. I think I have other skills that I want to cultivate, you know, and have to offer to the world.
It's always good. Well, it seems like you've actually decided on a major completely. What is that?
Last spring I decided that I want to major in psychology.
That's always good. Yeah. Wow. Is there any kind of aspect, like a concentration, you'd like to focus on?
I guess I've always been really keen on, well, I don't want to say criticizing or analyzing. I know those two words have a really rough, you know, somewhat negative connotation, but I've always been really keen on observing how people, you know, behave and relate to one another and themselves. So I think I want to focus perhaps on, you know, personal counseling, therapy, maybe working with a younger age group, like teens or something like that. I know how, you know, when I was a teen, I was very impressionable and volatile. So whatever I end up doing, whether it's like one-on-one counseling or something like that, I want to just be able to help people.
And how did you decide on psychology and deciding on this counseling aspect of it?
I got recommended to take general psychology with Professor Merrill here at Skyline. And, you know, I'd always, from the people that had had her, I'd heard nothing but good things about her. And, you know, I took her class and, well, they were right. She was super enthusiastic, just, you know, so invested in psychology and just really made the material super accessible and really relatable and interesting to the class. And then we took this, I attended this seminar on campus called Careers in Psychology, and, well, admittedly, I also did it for the extra credit that came with attending, but, you know, after hearing the presenters talk about it and all the various different concentrations and focuses you can do in the field, it just dawned on me that I really think that this is an area that I can be happy in, that I can find something that fulfills me. So since then, I've taken two more psychology classes, both with the same professor. Last fall, I took social psychology with her, and this spring, I'm currently enrolled in her abnormal psychology class, and I'm actually taking developmental psychology class with Professor McCoy. That one, I think the two that I've liked the best so far were social psychology, because it's really fun to learn about how the ways people interact with each other, you know, whether that be good or bad, and just relationships and everything. And developmental psychology is really interesting because I'm just learning about all these different sort of patterns that people go through throughout their life, and just all the theories that have been proposed by various psychologists and scientists and sociologists. But I really do think it's a growing field, you know, and it's not really, while it is, you know, arguably a science, It's not really in like that literal traditional sense. I really feel it's more kind of like, I believe it's, as much as it's a science, I also feel like it's sort of a study of how people live their lives, and whether that be in more normal or very extreme conditions, I think I want to use the knowledge that I build up and implement it in a way that allows me to help people.
It's always a good trait to have, to want to help people in a sense that, like, to make their lives better.
Or to just, help empower them to make their own lives better.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Something that a lot of people, like, admire in others. So I find that really great.